Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, fantasy football freaks, geeks, and fantasy football novelists. You have reached Inside Fantasy Football, Season 1, Episode 24. I am your host, The Guru. And wow, we're already into the second weeks of the playoffs for most leagues. As majority leagues do week 14, 15, 16, the playoffs. Hopefully that is what your league does. To me, it's a whole lot easier because in week 17, a lot of the playoff teams, if they've already got position sewed up the bye week, they benched their starters. So hopefully your playoff is going good for you. Me, I got knocked out in the first round. I'm proud of the comeback I made. Started the season 1-5 and finished the season. Went on a 6-game winning streak, pulled up 7-5. Lost the last week of the season. Had a chance, could have jumped up to either 7th or 6th seed the way things worked out. But unless I dropped the ball with the Kareem Hunt getting. Being stupid, in my opinion. And then injuries. Landon Collins going down in our IDP league. So it just, wow. Dropped in the first round. I mean, the league I play in, we have a team. He's undefeated since the beginning. I was hoping to pull off the upset. Knocked the number one seed out of the playoffs. It wasn't done, got blown out, dropped down to the loser's bracket. Get to play one of my friends in the playoffs this week, so this would be fun. But we're looking at waiver wire gold for week 15. Before we get started, there's some injuries coming up. Odell Beckham Jr. is returning from injury. He should play this week. Carson Wentz, a back, stiff back. He did not practice today. He may not go on Sunday, so Nick Foles will get the start. Spencer Ware is out, so Damian Williams may get the start, depending on how Spencer Ware he is listed as doubtful. But let's go ahead and jump into the waiver wire pickups for week 15. Start at quarterback. Hopefully in the playoffs you have already got your quarterback. Hopefully you already got your quarterback set and hopefully you're not still streaming if that is what you choose to do. But going into week 15, some of the streamers look at Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Marcus Mariota. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the running backs. Main waiver wire pickups, Justin Jackson. Melvin Gordon is a game-time decision for the Thursday night game. And Austin Eckler looks very doubtful with a neck injury. So it looks like Justin Jackson will get the start since Melvin Gordon is a game time decision. I really watch this up and through all day tomorrow up till the start of Thursday night's kickoff. Excuse me. And be ready because they may just say, oh, he ain't going to play right at the last second. So hopefully you'll have both them. And if you don't have Justin Jackson, be ready to swap out Melvin Gordon. Hopefully you already have a backup just in case you don't have Justin Jackson. Damien Williams, as I said, Spencer Ware dealt with the injuries in week 14 and hasn't practiced so far this week. If he were to be limited or miss altogether, Williams would be a very valuable running back for most fantasy. Long week at work. Elijah McGuire, he's got this week, the semifinal week, he's got Houston, but next week he has Green Bay. So championship week has a good matchup. Kenneth Dixon, Gus Edwards really didn't do much this past week, I'll be honest with you. And Ravens coach Jim Harbaugh said he expected Kenneth Dixon's role to grow more. He's got a great matchup this week, Tampa, and then the Chargers next week for championship week. I got a couple of Buffalo Bills and Chris Ivory, which is coming off injury, like LeSean McCoy. Don't know about the status of them. If neither one of them can play, McCoy and Ivory are day-to-day with injuries. Marcus Murphy might be a sneaky add if you have chance to throw him on. Jumping into wide receivers, Josh Reynolds, the Los Angeles Rams. He's got Philly this week and Arizona next week. Curtis Samuels, Carolina. Devin Funchess has not done nothing, and Curtis Samuel keeps going up. Dante Pettis, San Francisco, with Pierre Garçon placed on the IR. Dante Pettis, that just gives him some more steps. Chris Conley, early. The reason why I say Chris Conley is Tyreek Hill went out with a heel injury to his foot. But as of right now, early reports hint Tyreek Hill will play on Thursday night. Just in case that he doesn't, you might want to keep your eye on Chris Conley. If you got room, go ahead and stash him. Just be on the safe side. Randall Cobb, he come back last week for Green Bay against Atlanta. He's got Chicago this week, but the Jets next week. Looking at tight ends, main waiver wire pickup, Ian Thomas got New Orleans this week and Atlanta championship week. With Olsen on the IR, Thomas led the Panthers in targets 11 against Cincinnati. Continued that to look the same. C.J. Uzomah and Berta Davis. Excuse me, Jordan Reed could miss rest of the season with his foot problem. Going into team defenses, yeah, I know I'm going on a quick show, folks, but I'm hitting the main highlights this week, to be honest with you. Week 15, the defense, the special teams. The stream of the week, if you're still streaming defense, is Atlanta. They are playing the Arizona Cardinals. You have the Houston Texans versus the Jets. The Texans have shut down far bigger and better offenses, and I don't see the Jets giving the Texans any problem. They're going to shut down their defense. Jacksonville Jaguars versus Washington Redskins. Trusting Jaguars defense is just about as risky as it gets in fantasy football right now. But 2 weeks ago, the Jaguars got a glimpse of what they look like in 2017. But last week, they made Derrick Henry look like Jim Brown. But this week, they play the patchwork offense of the Washington Redskins. And Josh Johnson as their quarterback. And he's very inexperienced, and they should have no problem getting after him often and early. Buffalo Bills against Detroit, despite an excellent defense, special team performance of Rams offense was still very, very bad in week 14. Matthew Stafford barely cracked 100 yards. Kenny Golladay struggled against an elite corner and gets another one this week with Tre'Davious White, the Buffalo. The Lions give up the 10th most points to fantasy defense and should be very generous in the cold weather game at Buffalo. Buffalo may be on your waiver wires. They're only owned in 50% of the fantasy leagues. Look at kickers this week. The biggest one to me this week, I'm going to list, whoa, hello, what happened right here? But the biggest one for me this week to pick up is, I don't know what happened here. My tablet just went blank. There we go. There we go. There we go. Sebastian Janikowski, Seattle against San Francisco. Seattle has been rolling guys awake against the San Francisco 49ers. He should have a ton of scoring points. You have Justin Tucker versus Baltimore versus Tampa Bay, Harrison Buckner against the Chargers, Greg Zuerlein, the Rams against the Philadelphia, then Will Lutz versus Carolina. If you can't get one of them five, I'm going to throw five more out there real quick. Mike Bagley, the Chargers versus Kansas City. It's going to be a track meet between these two teams. Tommy Farabaum, Houston versus the Jets. Bill Maher, Dallas versus Indiana. Steven Gostkowski, Buffalo and Detroit. Steven Gostkowski, New England versus Pittsburgh. Now we're going to my favorite IDPs. And look at him, Trey Flowers. New England Patriots. He's been a disappointment so far over half this season. He almost had 2.5 sacks over the team's first game. In the 3 weeks since their weekly bye, Flowers has racked up 4 sacks and continues to see a higher snap count at his position. Should keep his floor relatively high. DeNico Autry, Indianapolis. He was a nice pickup if you picked him up last week. Owners that heeded the advice were awarded handsomely. And he's a top 25 in since week 11. David Irving, Dallas, defensive tackle. Irving missed the last 6 games due to a high ankle sprain, but could return against the Colts. Even if Irving returns, he'll be on a snap count. He's a boomer bust, but he's a sneaky option if you're in a deep league because he has a potential big point leader. Linebackers, Todd Davis, Denver, looks like he will return this week. Excuse me, I'm looking like I'm looking to long. No, that's Brandon Marshall that returns this week. I jumped ahead of myself. Davis has been solid all year long and he does bring his value in big play times here, but he is averaging nearly 8 tackles a game and is very consistent, posting 4 or more solo tackles in every game this season except for one. He gets a slot bump this week playing against a top 10 matchup in the Cleveland Browns. And Anthony Walker, Indianapolis, despite only seeing around 70% of the defensive snaps over the last several weeks, he has still managed to rack up impressive tackle numbers. Over the last 5 games, he's accumulated 44 total tackles, nearly 9 tackles a game. He faces a Cowboy team that has been dominating time position as of late via their running game, which should bode well for the production-wise for the Colts linebacker. Walker is a linebacker 2, linebacker 3 this week. Neville Hewitt, the Jets. He saw majority of his snaps at inside linebacker next to Avery Williamson as they fill in for the suspended Darren Lee. With those snaps, he managed to garner 8 total tackles along with half a sack. He has a top 5 matchup against the Texans this week. And he's a good LB3 in most IDP formats. Defensive backs, looking at safety Michael Thomas. He's filling in for the injured Landon Collins, a strong safety. With the Giants getting out to an early and large lead, they weren't as many run-stopping opportunities for Thomas, but he benefited from playing up in the box a lot and still managed 6 total tackles, an interception, and pass plays. He should be a solid DB3 starter down the fantasy playoff stretch. Ronnie Harrison of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Looks like we do have a call on the line right here. Let's go take this call right here. Caller, you're on air.
Hello?
Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I. Yes, can I? Go ahead, caller. What's your question?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm on a dock right now, trying to listen to the show. So I didn't mean to dial the one though. Hello.
Okay, I don't know what happened there. The line just cut out. Caller, try to call back. But going into Ronnie Harrison, Jacksonville, well, the Jaguars out of playoff contention, they are starting to get a better look at their younger talent this week. With that said, rookie Ronnie Harrison has been an every-down player for the past 2 weeks over Barry Church at safety. He posted above-average stat lines in the past 2 games and an interception in the last one, making him an intriguing boom or bust DB3 or DB4 in the final couple weeks of the fantasy season. He is a player that at least warrants a pickup and stash on the bench in most dynasty leagues. One last IDP player to look at is DJ Reed, San Francisco. Those in deep IDP leagues that are thin on options and desperate for some big play potential in the playoffs should look up. And I think our caller has called back. Go ahead,
Hello?
Caller. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, caller. You're on air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at a DJ concert right now.
Hello? Oh, we're getting some weird calls tonight, folks. But anyway, if you're looking at a big play potential and you don't have many options out there, take a look at DJ Reed. The first-year safety was forced to move over to nickel corner with Kawan Williams inactive due to injury, and he filled out the box score with 10-2-1, 3 tackles for loss, 1 QB strip sack, and 1 forced fumble stat line. If Williams is out again in week 15, Reed is worth a look against Seahawks team that has been decent matchup for opposing cornerbacks. So hopefully this week will help you. These waiver wire goals will help you in your reach to try to make the finals of your league. Now, I have been asked on Twitter, which you can follow me on Twitter at TheGuruIFF. I've had some people ask me on Twitter, now, week 17, are you going to do a show as a show or something else? Yes, even though the playoffs, the fantasy football leagues I'm in, they do the championship games on week 17. I do know some people still play in the week 17 championship. I'm still going to be doing a show week 17. And I'm going to be, after week 17, I'm going to do a couple shows, then I'm going to take a couple weeks break. But I plan to do at least a show once or twice a month through the off season to help you get ready for next year, your draft for next year, folks. I know this wasn't a full show, but, you know, sometimes it's less and more. So good luck in the fantasy playoffs, folks. We will see you next week at the same time, 11 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday. Good luck in the fantasy playoffs. We'll see you next week.